So my mother said goodbye to me and, along with many others who had also walked along the banks of this river, she got into the boat and went with them to the other side. They waved to us and we could also see them getting out. They waved at us for a long, long time. I first sat down on the bank and looked into the vastness, into that other, beautiful world that was now closed to me. It was clear to me that I must have done too much injustice and that this world was still far away for me. So I thought for a long, long time until I finally decided to take a closer look at this environment that was now to be my home. So I tried first and foremost to get in touch, because I was not alone here, there were so many people there. I thought to myself, oh, they are all the same sinners, they are all the same distance from God, to whom we now have to return. I thought to myself that it would be just as difficult for them as it was for me and just as impossible to suddenly change their thinking and that they would just have to endure it now. My burden did not get any lighter, I just felt so heavy. But I got used to it, so I could carry my load. So I got in touch with the others. But, perhaps I was unlucky, wherever I tried to talk to someone, they just turned away from me. Not, as I had the feeling, because they were higher up or above me, but simply because they were grumpy, impatient and dissatisfied and did not know what to do. I tried it a few times and it happened to me again and again. Nobody actually wanted to know anything about me. It struck me that no close contact was seen between these entities, most of them were loners, so to speak. Where two or three were together, they stuck together, but did not care about others and hardly gave others any answers. So I was aware, I now live in a world of unhappiness. My earthly wealth has vanished, and spiritual treasures, I do not have any. So I was supposed to go hiking and now I saw some of the beings lying in gardens, they had made something like this, and I had the feeling that this piece of garden was now their property. I also went into a house here and there and asked if there was a place available. They hardly looked at me, hardly gave me an answer, but they made it clear to me that they did not want to know anything about me and that I was there for and wanted. So I wandered on and found a garden. Garden is perhaps saying too much, it was a piece of spiritual earth that was limited. And I tried to lie down on this earth, because I had to lay down my burden once. I felt extremely tired. So I lay there on this earth for some time. Then someone came up to me, very energetically, and complimented me out of this garden, and very rudely, there was no question of the decency that people are somewhat used to. So I had to leave. He chased me away. And what did I want to do? I told him that I was of the opinion that all of this was the property of the good Lord and that everyone had the right to lie down on the ground, which was the property of the Lord God. These words had hardly been noticed or heard, I just got the feeling that I was unwanted and that I should get away. So get away, my burden was heavy, so I went further and I went near the forest. So, forester they were trees, half withered. Then I found a spot that was free and I lay down there. It did not take long before they came back and I was sent away again, very unpleasantly and forcefully. I told them that one should have a little more decency and understanding and that it would probably be more than right that I too should have a share and be allowed to lie down. Then they told me that they had been here for a long time, that this was their property and that no one else had access here. Yes, I could not and did not want to get into an argument, and I moved on. I still wandered all over the place. Then I saw a large piece of cloth or material lying on the floor that must have once belonged to and sold, had served as a cover. I thought, well, I am no longer so sensitive about what I put over my shoulders, but rather it should be right and good for me. At least I have something to put on this rough ground and I can get some rest. I actually intended to cover myself in this piece of fabric. I took it with me and, cautiously, I wandered far away from this spot, because I thought, maybe someone will come along again and say, this is mine. But I had this piece of material beforehand as a precaution. I watched for a while to see if there was anyone around who would donate, but I did not find anyone paying attention to this piece of material. So I acquired it and then wandered further away and found a new place where I thought I could find peace. So I put this piece of fabric on the floor and kind of wrapped myself in it. I wanted to find peace for once and now hoped that the others might not recognize me as a newcomer and would leave me alone. Well, it did not take long before someone came to me and tugged roughly at this cloth. The creature in question who did this said, "Well, there is one lying there and it looks like a ghost." Well, I had heard everything, and what did I want to do? I tried to keep my stuff and said, "I found it," believing that it didn't EMT belong to anyone and that it could serve me well. Then the other said, "You would like that? This piece of cloth is my property, I need it, give it here." As soon as I said it, he had already taken it with him, and I was back, and had nothing. I slowly started to think about it. I am chased away everywhere, I am not welcome anywhere, they do not even grant me a piece of ragged material, they take that away from me too. And so I thought, yes, that is what you did with your business. Everything was right for you to make money, you took everything, and now things are happening to you in the same way, everything is being taken away from you. A contempt lies upon me. And I cannot find peace anywhere, I am rushed and cannot find a place, and yet I am condemned to live in this world. So I am hunted by my own brothers who are burdened in the same way as I am. I continued to think about what my mother had told me about the angels. I thought to myself that if these builders of the spiritual world, who pave the way for the souls and help them to work, come, then it must certainly be the case that one day here or there a soul will be brought in that will definitely now have worn away and can rise higher, and that a piece of earth would then become free. In this hope that I would be able to shed everything that I had burdened myself with, I hiked again. Because I had to go, no one would let me rest anywhere. I could hike as much as I wanted, then they left me alone. But that was it, hiking was difficult for me because my load was too heavy. So I thought to myself, okay, I will go into this forest now, I am sure not every spot here is occupied. I saw an infinite number of them lying around, they groaned, they cried, others knelt and prayed and begged God for forgiveness and help. Well, I also found a little spot and I lay down there. But again I had no peace. It sounded from all sides, "You have no business here, get up and go away. We don't have enough space ourselves, what else do you want to take away from us?" I now believed that I was right and could assert myself and said, "If you have the right to stay here, then I have the right to stay here, because after all I was sent here." And they answered, "No, you do not need to be here because you can hike. This world is infinitely large, and you still find enough space. You are now in a place that is densely occupied. But you can keep going, further along the stream, then you will still find enough free space." Yes, that was it, I was supposed to go hiking, which was a burden for me. I should really feel the burden of life that I had burdened myself with, and the injustice, oh, was made clear to me. I had to think about this and that and could not get rid of the images of how I had cheated on someone here and there. And what should I do? I knew I was full of guilt, but I saw no way out. So these others came towards me, they stood up and became, I almost want to say, violently against me, they chased me away. There was enough space elsewhere and they would have been here long ago, I should just go along the stream. Then I walked with difficulty. In this forest I found a piece of wood, it served me as a support because my burden was heavy. I wandered, wandered, and with this burden I bent down, I knelt and prayed, "Dear God, if it is possible for you, please lighten my burden. I am willing to live here and make amends, but take away some of the weight of my burden." So I knelt down and prayed. I felt worse than a beggar on earth. I was neglected, completely neglected. I pulled myself together again, walked part of the way again, knelt down again and prayed again, "Give me strength, Father in heaven, if it is so that you are so kind, and send me those who will help me, who support me." I could look around as I wanted, I saw nothing but suffering siblings, I saw everyone in distress and distress, although not exactly in the same way. Over time I reached the place that was no longer so crowded. But decades passed, if I should perhaps put it based on human calculations, before I found this place that had cleared up a bit. I found him and I was so tired, I lay down, and my burden was not one iota less. Well, the distances at which they lay here were greater. Then they called out to me, "Hey, brother, wert me the same sinner as us?" Yes, if we had known, we would have lived differently. But now, here we have peace and quiet and are no longer hunted and tormented by the others. Here we can do as we please, we can always lie down, so we feel the burden less. I thought it was terrible though, I could not lie on the ground forever and not see what tomorrow would bring, not know what tomorrow was. And so there was nothing else for me, I became more and more comfortable with the idea of recognizing my injustice and asking God to send me help. I wanted my mother to come close to me again. Well, I thought, I am ready. I ran away, and when my mother comes and her boat stops in the same place where she first came to me, she won't find me in this huge crowd of unfortunate people. And so I prayed, "Oh, dear mother, come to me." Well, when we were so sad together and everyone was lost in their prayers and people were pleading for help, suddenly someone who was lying there shouted, "Look there, along the river, I see a ship. It ATMS not usual for them to come here." And suddenly they were all able to get up, even though they felt so tired and sick. I stood up too. Yes, I felt like my burden had been lifted. And we hobbled and crawled and that is how we found the beach. The ship was coming towards us. It was so bright in its colors, and the figures on it waved to us and came closer and closer to us. They were dressed in so many colors. Soon words could be heard and I paid close attention to whether my name would also be heard. So I heard someone next to me shouting, "Well, my sister is coming." And another, "My mother is coming," another, "My father," and so on. So they shouted. Suddenly I heard my name called loud, loud, "Amado, Amado." And I hurried near this ship. I no longer felt any of my burden. We just had to marvel, the ship was wreathed, it was so beautiful in full light. The entities got out and rushed towards us. I also saw my mother, and I found her even more beautiful than the last time. She was dressed much more beautifully, decorated with flowers. I was amazed. She came and took me in her arms and said to me, "Amado, the worst time is over for you. The next time the boat docks, you'll be taken with it. But this time it does not work, my only mission is to bring you this news." I was happy and I saw that the others were also cheering, they were shouting and singing, they suddenly felt healthy. I saw someone next to me who had said he could not stand suddenly able to do so easily. And so it was an incredible joy to see the relatives again, whom we had not seen for such an incredibly long time. Well, I asked, "Mother, will you stay with me long?" And she replied, "For a while. All of us who came are moving back together. We will be informed when the time comes for us to get back on the ship." But first she opened her coat and took out wonderful fruits from it, fruits that I did not know, that had never been eaten, at least in the earthly realm. She gave me some and I ate, and it was not just me who received something. Everywhere we looked, oh, if you could see this picture, there they knelt, these magnificent, beautiful figures, next to these poor people and opened their bags. One of them had balm with him. With this delicious balm they rubbed the foreheads of the suffering souls, rubbed their hands and feet, whatever they complained about hurting them. They strengthened them, gave them something to drink and said, "If you drink this now, you will no longer feel any of your illness or your burden." So my mother gave me something to eat and drink. I stood up and I shouted and jumped and I was so light, there was nothing left of her burden. We were all happy together, we who were in this isolation, who had been chased away from the others and had had to wander under these pains, under these burdens, but who had had no choice but to leave. We were the hunted. Now liberation had come. It should be said that each of us had found the way, that he had recognized his wrongs, prayed to God for forgiveness, for pardon, and said to himself, I am happy to live here, it does not matter to me, only free me from the guilt and the burden that lies on me. Now they have come, ours, and have freed us. They alerted us that the angels of God were coming. They would then have to talk to us and they would take further action. But now this good news that she brought is enough, they would have now strengthened us. And so we walked along the river in joy. The others who saw us, the unfortunate ones to whom no one had yet come, looked after us with sadness. Her hands reached for us, and she asked us, think of us too, remember us too. If you are free, try to work for us. We smiled and we promised to do it. Now the mother said that it would soon be that time again and we would have to go near the ship again. I had so many questions for her about where she had been up until now and why she had never come to me before, and why I was so hunted and why she found me in this seclusion among these infinitely many souls. She explained it to me and gave me answers to everything. Then there was a bell and we had to say goodbye, but this farewell was not difficult for us because we were happy. It was now very clear to us that liberation, complete liberation, could not be far away, and we were extremely happy to have gotten rid of our burden. So they left, re-entered the ship, and we waved after them. They sang and we called out to them, goodbye. So the ship disappeared from us, which meant we could see the other side, we could see them getting out and we saw these massive masses of beings on the other side. But they had to be happy, because the blaze of color could be seen across this wide stream. We no longer wanted to wallow on this spiritual earth, we were now healthy and free. We discussed together what to do, we hoped so and only waited for complete liberation. Some of my siblings sat down by the stream. They walked up and down the bank, now waiting to be fetched. I thought to myself, yes, this could still take a while, and I then went back inwards to that unfortunate place, to the unfortunate ones, because I thought to myself, no one took care of me, I was just turned away, I have only been hunted and tormented. Maybe there are souls who feel the same way. I knew, yes, what I had experienced was retaliation. As a human being, I had hunted and tormented others, I had taken from them what I could, and that is what happened to me. The rags were taken from me, I was chased from one place to the other, and with endless effort I and my equally burdened siblings found a place, a place. We found it only when we had worn something down the path of pain, when we came to insight through our pain and burden, when we fell to our knees and begged God for help. From that point on a new day had begun for us. We could foresee tomorrow and hope that things would get better. And so it was. But I went to these poor people and heard someone pleading there. I went to him and comforted him. He also said, God is so far away from me, I can never find him. And I had to tell him, he is still far away in your soul. He will be close to you when you realize that you have really done wrong. If you have the desire for God to give you help, then you will have hope for tomorrow. I went from one to the other. One of them could not understand it, but the other listened to me attentively and asked, yes, did you feel the same way as me? And I had to confess to him, definitely. My burden was certainly even heavier than yours. I found salvation in this way, through the change of my mind, through the desire to come close to God, to beg him for help. And I received that help. The one who asked me like this was anxious and said, I too want to do it, just like you did. I told him, I ran with my burden and fell down again and pleaded. And he promised to do it too. Then I heard my name being called, not by my mother, but by the others with whom I was in this one, Livdal. They called out to me, look along the river, a wonderfully decorated boat is approaching the bank. Is the time near for us? We went to this boat in a great hurry, but we did not see anyone we knew. Our mothers or relatives were not there as we had hoped. Then it occurred to me, my mother had said, Amado, The angels of God will come and fulfill the rest with you. So they were the angels of God and we were a little shy, we were, not like ours, we were inhibited because we looked at their faces. They were strict. Their eyes were large, bright, directed straight ahead, they had strict faces, noble figures. We had all formed a group, we had nothing else and simply held up our hands in a sign of devotion and supplication for their help. So they came to us and each of us was taken by the shoulders. There were as many angels as liberated souls. They took us by the arm, and I was not feeling very comfortable, while I felt safe and comfortable with my mother. The angel spoke to me about my life, about my burdens and debts that I had burdened myself, and he spoke about God's justice. He told me how long I had to live here in this unfortunate world and he said, "Now you come with me on the boat, just like the others. Then you belong to those blessed spirits that you always envied." Each of us now received a new garment. The angels had one of these over their arm and they put it on us, and strangely enough, at the first touch we no longer felt so dark and so gloomy. I felt like my hands were more beautifully shaped than ever before. I believed that a change had taken place in me in all things. So we, who had lived together, had to compliment each other and say, "Yes, you suddenly look young, I almost didn't TMT recognize you anymore, is that possible?" So not only were our hands refined, but our faces had taken on a completely different expression. There were no longer those hard, angry facial features, but they had become softer. We suddenly became beautiful to look at, everyone at least claimed this about the other. And the angels who stood next to us rejoiced at our childish speech. You probably cannot imagine how we felt. So everyone received a new garment. It was no longer that monotonous and dirty dress, it was a colorful, beautiful robe. These garments do not look like those of the people who wear them. The fabrics are interwoven with color. They are beautiful, I cannot explain it and you could not understand it. We were happy and had the feeling that we had been crowned, we felt like princes. And so they took us on their boat and we crossed the river. We were curious about what was on this other side, which we had each looked at so wistfully and about which we knew, "You are happy there." There they stood, our relatives, our loved ones, my mother. And when the boat stopped and the angels got out with a Prot. A. copyright G. A. copyright H, these relatives came. So many angelic beings came and I only found out later what relationship I had with them. My mother had a large wreath of woven flowers for me and she placed it on my shoulders. Each of the relatives had flowers for the new arrival, and it was a joy, a joy. There was clapping, there was singing, and there were so many people there. We did not have to be ashamed at all. The way we once looked would have made us ashamed, but it would have been quite impossible to come into such a beautiful world with such a gloomy appearance. Now, however, we were just like the others, dressed just as beautifully. We were now first led to a temple. He was very close, in a small forest or in a small avenue. There we entered and again met wonderfully dressed angelic beings, they stood along the walls. As we entered one by one with an angel, they began to sing and we took up positions there. In front of us stood a very sublime angelic being. It did not speak much of the words, it welcomed us into this new world and explained to us that this world into which we had entered was not a world where one did not have to work. We did not have to work where we had been until now, but our lot was difficult. Now it would be easier for us and we would have access to different places, but our tasks would only begin now. Now we would have to strive for spiritual wealth in order to gain at least something that is usually required of a human child to bring with him into the kingdom of God. The exalted angel explains to us, we would now be led to the tasks, they would not be difficult tasks at first, but over time, depending on our ability, our zeal and our achievements, we would be led to more and more difficult problems and tasks. We were asked whether we were willing to fulfill the tasks that were given to us. Each of us had to go before this exalted prince with his companion, that is with the angel, give him his hand and promise him, I want to do it, I want to obey, I want to serve for God and for everyone. Each made this promise, and we left this temple and were then assigned to the houses of our families, where we will live in the future, where we go in and out, from where we go to the tasks. So, my dear friends, I have tried to describe in just a few words what happened in the afterlife after my life on earth. You cannot imagine or understand what it means when, let us say, you have to describe in such a short time something that may have taken 70 or 80 years. So we spirits can only give you an insight into the difficult time that you have to go through if you have failed to fulfill God's will in the earthly realm and have disregarded His laws. So I have fulfilled my task for you at the request of the angel under his guidance I am. I withdraw and I ask God's blessing for you to gain the knowledge to live the right life. May God bless you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear friends, this spirit spoke in detail about his experience. The time has moved on, and I do not know whether you are tired, whether it would be better if we return to your questions another time, or whether you are comfortable with it now. Dear Joseph, I think it will not be so easy to understand for all listeners, especially those who have not been listening to these lectures for very long, that there are things in the afterlife like a ship or that you can eat fruit. Joseph, yes, that is just the way it is. We explain that again and again, and these are the difficulties that everyone who comes here has. That's why you should take care of those friends and give them the appropriate explanations, because it is not possible for me to repeat and explain this every time. All I can say is, if you imagine heaven as beautiful, you must also imagine everything that makes a world truly diverse and wonderful. Dear friend Joseph, what kind of tasks did these souls have to carry out in the afterlife? Joseph, the first way is to go to school. They first have to learn a lot about the plan of salvation, because they are still largely ignorant of it. If they then attend these schools, they are also given tasks of a minor nature, to look after people or to guide spirits in the afterlife. I do not mean spirit beings from an unfortunate sphere, there are different spheres and spirits can be encountered in different ways. So they are requested in this way. They are also sent to people, they also have to exert their good influence here. In this way, it becomes very clear to a spirit whether he is really strengthened and whether he uses his courage and these convictions, which he demonstrates in the spirit realm, also near the earth realm, where he sees a lot again and many things are so familiar to him again will, can really enforce. If this does not succeed, then these entities must be trained again accordingly. End of audio recording. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Geistige Welte. Is this spirit Imado already affiliated with the House of Linus that he was given the task of describing his spiritual career to us? Joseph, no, it should not be understood that way. The angels of God discuss which soul could give you an instructive example and then choose one. In the kingdom of God, friendship is cultivated, I would like to say, from house to house, and there is no need for any special affiliation. Experience report of the ascending spiritual being Imado and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Court in Caldenstress, the Rec Template, tape recording. Next headline, March 4, 1959. Agnes, the godchild of the castle rulers. How she achieves spiritual merit by foregoing a life in the castle and by taking on the life task. Control spirit. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, this hour we will once again send you an ascending spirit to speak to you. We chose this spirit in particular because you can learn a lot from the stories. We want you to get to know the difference between how people once had to live and how they live today, so that you are more satisfied with your lot, your fate. May God bless you this hour. God bless you. Agnes, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I have been given the task of telling about my former life. It was a long time ago when I lived on this earth and I had to be helped to refresh my memory of that life because I had forgotten so many things. Now I would like to try to describe a part of life as best as possible, to give you an excerpt. I was asked to keep it short so that you could still have the opportunity to ask questions.